message is
Lord and Savior. Amen. You know, when I think back upon my days as a young child, I recall playing many different games with my friends. Now, one game I remember is known to many as Follow the Leader. You know how it goes. One child is chosen to be the leader, and then everyone follows him or her and does what he or she does. Now, this game is innocent and harmless when played by children who are properly supervised and know how to behave in a proper manner. But there's another kind of follow the leader that is anything but a child's game. This other follow the leader game is very dangerous, and it could result in a horrible consequence that would last for all eternity. Think about it. We often follow many leaders other than God. However, we can't put all the blame on those evil leaders as though we are nothing more than innocent victims who have merely been misguided. Let's face it, we often choose the leaders who will give us what we want. We admire certain leaders because they promise to fulfill our desires. We love certain leaders because they say what we want to hear. We follow certain voices because those voices appeal to what we love most. Therefore, we need to take responsibility for our choices. In our gospel reading from John chapter 10, we hear Jesus say the following. He says, "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me." Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Jesus is our leader. And just as a shepherd guides his sheep, Jesus leads his people. Now we should hear his voice. We should follow him. That's how things should be. But sometimes we listen to other voices, don't we? When we follow leaders who don't speak for Jesus, we place ourselves in great danger. As Jesus once said, when a blind man leads another blind man, they both fall into a pit. How foolish we are. How did this problem start, anyway? Well, it all started in the beginning. God used his voice to speak the universe into existence. God made the first humans, Adam and Eve, and he spoke with them in the garden. God spoke words of love and life. God also spoke words of warning. God warned Adam and Eve about the horrible consequences they would suffer if they decided to reject God's voice and listen to other voices, thereby choosing for themselves what is good and what is evil. Well, as you know, Adam and Eve did hear another voice one day. And what did they do? They turned a deaf ear to God's voice, and they listened eagerly to another voice, to another leader, who promised them that they could be their own gods and control their own destiny. So they followed a new leader, and the devil led them into the pit of sin and death. Several thousand years later, here we are, and things have not changed. Humans continue to listen to voices that do not come from God. And even though God's word has been preached around the world, even though Holy Scripture has been translated into hundreds of languages, nevertheless, many continue to turn a deaf ear to God's word. In fact, this horrible fate can even happen to us Christians who have been saved by the voice of God. This happens when we begin to listen to other voices while at the same time ignoring Jesus' voice. When When this happens, we stop going to church. We no longer read Holy Scripture. We fail to pray. And we begin to follow leaders who promise to give us what we want. At first, we reject God's voice, even though God's word is still very familiar to us. But before long, we forget what God's voice sounds like, and we no longer recognize the voice of our shepherd. We see an example of this tragedy in our gospel reading from John chapter 10. There were some Jews who had believed at one time, but not anymore. They had been waiting for the Savior that God promised in Holy Scripture, but instead of believing in the Savior Scripture promised, they were looking for a one that appealed to their own desires. Now, Jesus clearly told them that He was the promised Savior, but as I said, He was not the leader they wanted. They didn't like what Jesus had to say. They did not want to go where He was leading them. They would not follow Jesus. And why not? The reason is that they refused to hear that they were lost sheep. They refused to admit that they had strayed from God in their thoughts and words and deeds. They resented the fact that Jesus told them to repent. Jesus said, "Repent and then follow me." But they refused to believe that they had been following the wrong leaders. And because they refused to repent, they could not hear the voice of Jesus. So what can we learn from this? Well, we also suffer many problems in this life because we also often refuse to hear God's voice in Holy Scripture. Either because we don't take time to hear it or read it, or we don't believe it when we do. As a result, we may end up in some dark and dangerous places because we choose to follow leaders whose evil voices are appealing to us. Now, these evil voices can come from very ordinary places. Maybe they come from music CDs, or videos, or DVDs, or magazines, or TV, or the internet. But instead of using our discernment and rejecting these voices, instead we are tempted to eagerly listen to them while we ignore what God is trying to say to us. We may also hear these evil voices from our peers at work, our peers at school. And we go along with them because we want to be popular and we want to avoid ridicule. We follow them because they say things that appeal to our evil desires. Now, we all have evil desires. We all have evil deeds, myself included. But so often, we close our ears to God's voice and we choose to listen to other voices because they affirm what we want to do. That's why we have so much sin in the world. That's why so many people worship false gods, whether those false gods are golden idols or money in the bank. That's why some people worship the earth and call the earth mother and then refuse to call God their father. That's why people get involved in sexual immorality and why people lust after forbidden flesh on the internet. That's why children disobey their parents and disrespect their teachers at school. That's why people choose to shoot fellow students or end the lives of children who are still in the womb. That's why people gossip about their friends behind their backs. That's why people choose to spend most of God's money on themselves and yet feel no obligation to support the work of Christ's church or help the needy. That's why people hate others whose skin color happens to be different. And that's why people know more about sports and TV sitcoms than they do about the content of Holy Scripture. My friends, I'm no better than you. We guilty of ignoring God's voice and following leaders who say what we want to hear. So the question is, what hope is there for us lost and straying sheep? Our hope is that our shepherd still speaks to us. Jesus calls out to us. Jesus begs us to come back home. Jesus is doing just that in our gospel reading. Jesus is rebuking those who do not believe his words, but he's only rebuking them because he wants them to repent and follow him. That's why Jesus tells them they're not his sheep. He wants them to recognize their lost condition. He wants to admit that they have strayed from God and then see that they need a Savior. And Jesus speaks these words to us as well. Even though we may be believers, there's times that we stray also. Jesus rebukes us so that we will confess our sins and trust in him who laid down his life for his sheep. Just think of it. Our shepherd went to the cross with all our sins, and there he suffered the punishment that we deserved. And it's Jesus' sacrifice that makes it possible for us sheep to come back to God every moment of every day. We get to come back to God through Jesus and go home where we belong. My friends, Jesus' voice is calling out to you today. Jesus says, repent of your sin and follow me. I forgive you, I love you, and I want to give you eternal life in my love. My friends, no matter how many times we have strayed, no matter how many times we have listened to evil voices, Jesus' voice assures us that we are forgiven because he gave his life for us. We heard about this good news in our reading from 1 Peter chapter 2. Listen again to these words. Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. God continues to speak his word to us. He speaks his word to us when we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He speaks his word to us when we attend services and Bible class. He speaks his word to us when during the week we read Holy Scripture and speak his word to one another. He speaks his word when we hear Jesus say, take, eat, this is my body given for you. Take, drink, this is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Jesus has spoken his word to you. If you hear his voice and follow him, then you are one of God's sheep. And nothing can steal you away from him. As Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know who they are. They follow me, and I give them eternal life. They will never be lost, and no one will steal them away from me. My friends, even though many evil voices will try to lure you away from your shepherd, his voice will keep you from straying. God's voice will assure you that you are forgiven. God's voice will comfort you and give you hope. God's voice will teach you how you get to live as one of God's children. And God's voice will keep you secure in the salvation he has given you, secure unto eternal life. Today at our 10:30 service, 8 of our Concordia youth will confess the faith which God's voice gave them in holy baptism and which God nurtured through their study of his word over the years. At our 10:30 service, they will confess in public that they have heard the voice of their shepherd and that they want to follow Jesus. If you haven't been confirmed yet, you're still following Jesus as you hear his voice and learn from him. If you have been confirmed, then today is another opportunity for you, as every Sunday is, to confess the faith that God has given you and to continue to grow in God's Word, that you might hear the voice of your shepherd and follow Him. So when we leave this place, we will go back into a world filled with many evil voices, and those voices will tempt us to make many evil choices. But our Lord goes with us. Our Lord continues to speak to us. We hear His voice, and we follow Him. We follow the leader. We follow Jesus, now and for all eternity. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, and our Shepherd. Amen. In a moment, we'll have